The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we are.
If you would like to, you could subscribe.
No, we want you to. Whether you want to or not, we need you to rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
That's right. And if you want to watch all this hotness, you can go to the YouTube.
Yep.
Then you can see me wear a new shirt every week with our new segment called
Fit Check.
Fit Check by the Czechoslovakian. That is me.
C-Z-E-C-H.
Now, this one, real quick, that I'm wearing.
A little bit of trivia.
Is from our very first tour, first set of shows.
Very first.
I have a memory of it, but I can't specifically remember who gave it to us. So if you're watching or listening, give a shout out and then we'll follow up with names.
There are these purple Supermom shirts and we've saved them.
It falls perfectly on my boobs.
Looks great.
I was going to say, like, if maybe this was like a post softball game shirt and I wore it out and I was like putting it out there.
You'd get some action.
I'd maybe get some action.
But it does say Supermom. Do you feel like that's going to mess up your game at all?
Not if it's tight enough.
Okay.
If I'm, what do you mean mess up my game? Not my softball game. Nothing interferes.
No, I mean, are you going to get hit on when you're like, I am a mom and I'm wearing a wedding ring?
That's what you're into.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
I've never played in a softball game. I don't know how it goes.
Oh my God. There's no standards. Everybody's out. Just, you know, if.
Well, then I should have played in a softball
game. Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's the easiest. If you want to get some action, go to a bar after a softball game, especially if the team has won. You just have a bunch of middle-aged people feeling good about themselves. So there's no, the sky's the limit.
I have played in a softball game, and they made me far right field. Yep. And then I was demoted to catcher.
And then they scorekeeper. They made you catcher?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then everybody was like, geez, she doesn't get up very fast. And I was like, you do a bunch of fucking squats then.
Catcher sucks.
It's a lot of work.
I think they work
more than anybody else. That and the pitcher and the catcher are working.
Pitcher, absolutely.
So much.
Catcher, you can put your least experienced player there in
absolutely.
That position. And they
well,
can
they,
sort
you know
of walk
what they should
the
do
back.
Is put a chair there, too.
They should put a chair there. If you have a good enough pitcher.
It doesn't make you any less ready, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Notes for the softball team.
Yeah. And then also,
yeah, go to our
live show.
Live show. We're going to do something called the Flashback Tour.
Flashback Tour.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
Going to be. I think it's going to be one of our best. If I have
really,
to. Yeah, I do because I think
I'm excited.
It's got a lot of energy. It's going to make you feel good and also make you laugh at shit that is not.
Man,
easy.
That's what we want.
It's what I need. I need it for myself. So I feel like everybody else probably needs that too.
For
sure. Certainly don't want to go hear about how I could save more money every month or that I could be skinnier.
How can I save more money every month, Kristen?
I'm not here to tell you.
Are you talking about
anything.
Progressive?
You're doing
for
great.
What?
You're doing
they
great.
Are not giving us any money, but if
nobody,
they want to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll absolutely
look, we're always
do.
Asking for money.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a shirt from our first tour.
This is an 8-year-old t-shirt, but I think I've only worn it a few times because I was like, I don't want to pit it out because I'm a
I know, because we save everything.
Yeah.
And then you get sentimental, and then you're like, oh, God, I have 100 shirts.
I will say, you'll remember this. This mom gave us these hot pink, really super neon pink shirts. I think they were all wearing them, too.
Yeah.
And I had to go to an 80s birthday party, so I cut it off. Yeah.
I bet it looks so cute.
Yeah, I cut it off and I wore like my thong workout outfit, you know, with the shiny tights and stuff like that. And everybody was like, oh, we did not wear thong.
I wore those when we did the workout video. We wore those tights that make me so happy. Those ones that look like skin.
Yeah.
They're very, very dark.
I gave my mother-in-law those tights and she loves them. She said she loves how good they make her legs.
She's obsessed with legs. It makes me so happy.
Obsessed with legs.
So I wore the yellow leotard. Jen and I had been on the road a lot. And so the elementary school that we went to, I didn't get to go to the gala event that they have every year. I only went to one. And it was like very last minute. Remember, it was 70s theme. And I was like, I don't have anything. And then a year went by and then another year. Then I got to go to the gala and I was like, I'm going big this year. And I barely knew anybody. So I wore the yellow. It was 80s. So I went as an aerobics instructor and I wore the yellow leotard.
She tore up the dance floor.
I so did. I did like 80 Jello shots. But I saw pictures of myself. And here's what I didn't realize. When you wear a yellow leotard and you wear a black belt and you're a little thick-middled, and you don't have a strong pelvic floor, you will look like a minion in every picture.
You damn well knew that, because I told you look like a minion.
I thought I'd toned up. I thought I'd...
It was the black belt, though.
Here's the problem.
If you would have worn denim overalls, you wouldn't look like...
I would look like a little chick, like a little baby chick. I look like a duck, but I was wearing the belt. And the thing is like... You know how, like, in the mirror, you, like, pose and you, like, suck it in and you try to look like your best self? But then you get a few drinks in you and you're like, I'm loose.
Care.
I'm sure you're checking me out and I'm looking good. And then you see pictures of yourself and you're like, where are your abs?
Oh, God. We were at a birthday party for the PTA moms. And we have this one mom. She's Persian, beautiful, wonderful. But she has this filter that's like nothing you've ever seen on her phone. It's like a Snapchat.
This woman's filtering can go. She should work for like Pixar, because she can put it on herself.
My God.
When she's at an angle in a group of people,
you don't even
know. She can
know.
Zero in on herself.
You're like, I don't remember any of these people because they look so different.
Yeah.
She took one of my husband because he was like, I need that version of myself. And that guy's teeth have never been so white straight. It's so crazy. It like fixes everything. But we're at this birthday party. And so she does like a selfie of us, and I was like, damn, I look good. And then she did the group shot, and I was like, holy shit, I went out public. I was so round, and no eyelashes.
I don't do like, those filters, because I'll just disappoint you the next time you see me. That is 100%. My parents were in town, and we did face app, and so I was like, no older, because I was afraid it would like hurt my parents' feelings, because they're already in their 70s to then face app older them. I was like, we don't need to do that.
What would make them feel bad is if it made them look younger.
If it made them look, But I will tell you this. We did the mail. We did the mail app on me, and I am a very handsome man.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I can see that.
I'm very handsome.
Looked like a baseball player.
It upset everybody. Kinda.
Yeah.
It upset everybody. It was like, I was like, I'm more attractive as a dude, and we all know it. My son was like, no, what did he say? Not going to lie, like you're cooking or something like that. And I was like, I know this.
No, those face app, they're not usually
I don't
nice
do the older
me.
Thing, just man. The PTA it hurts my one. Feelings.
Yeah,
I can't. Always look like I'm going to end up in a trailer park, like me and every lesbian in a hot tub. It's always, but my male one, I'm like, okay, I'm going to score a hot chick for sure.
I'm like, is this what technology thinks of me? This is how it interprets all my dimensions? In not a positive way, except
you
that
did
PTA
that face app, and it looked like I was like, "What are you doing?
Shit, you want
to
see
like
it?
An animated it character? Like she's like Jessica Rabbit." I'm like, "The rest of you is Chili's restaurant, and then you're Jessica Rabbit."
Yeah,
just
for perspective, I'm going to show you, and you're going to be
this
like,
"This is a ridiculous,
holy shit, that's you on the same day." You're going
to
be like,
"And your friend, she does it to every picture.
She does it to every picture.
And she doesn't care. She's totally fine with it." But I'm like, if I did that to every picture and every time you would see me, I know what happens. People meet me and they go, I think you're better in person. And I do that by design.
Here they are. Okay, let me show you her and I.
We got a little water bottle.
Look at that.
Good God.
Look at that, Casey.
There's nothing about that looks real.
That's me. That's me. Yeah, Casey couldn't tell it was me. Okay. She couldn't tell it was me. And let me go in for the group shot here. I'm going to zoom in so you can see what I really look like that day. Kristen can't even make a noise because she's laughing so hard. Okay. My hair wasn't
done. You're doing a dumb pose. That's
no,
on you.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I was trying to.
No, you're not.
Because I knew
look
this
at my
gonna,
picture.
I knew she
the
wasn't going to use a.
Let me see it. I know what you're doing with your posture. You're doing a weird, hunchy thing.
No, Kristen, I was this not. I was trying to.
Also, the table is really high.
It was really high table. I look like a child who's very round. I'm dressed Christmassy. I look like a Christmas bulb with a blonde head on top. All of my rosacea is showing. All of my, I don't have any eyelashes on.
Fuck these filters, man. They're ruining it.
But if I'll put a before and after. I'll put it on the, it on the Instagram for the podcast because you guys are going to laugh your dicks off, you jerks.
It's real neat.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I was never not on the dance floor.
Of course. I bet that yellow leotard has never been sweat through so much.
Oh, man. I had two pairs of tights on trying to make myself look skinny. And one kept rolling down. And so then there's just,
I
have so much, like if you tighten me in, I can kind of pull it off, but like there's spillage, like it's going somewhere. It's not, it's not like I'm like
it's displacement.
If you push it, it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what's happening.
I'm going to get into Pilates.
Right,
that's my goal. Pilates and Casey just looked up like every young person. They go like this. Like,
good
as though.
Good for you. Good for you. You should do that. Good for you. I love that for you. Well,
Pilates is hard.
I want to do it. I do want to do it. I want to try it because I think I would like it, but I don't want to listen to anybody talk to me while I work out.
Oh, that's all of you.
I don't want that.
They
I want to learn how to
Jen,
do it myself.
I need you to extend. I need you to extend. Jen, you got to get. Got to put your pelvis here and you got to, come on, Jen.
Teach me to do it and shut up. I don't want it. It's my time. It's the only time.
Thank you. You're 28 and you can jump on a trampoline and not wet yourself. Good on you. Your vagina's nice and taut.
I bet Haley can probably do, she can use all her vagina muscles to do those like press together things.
And not make it feel like you're like siphoning a bowling ball through your crotch.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine feels like something pulls.
Yeah.
Like it feels.
Well, mine's like what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? We haven't had this much action. You know, I don't need it.
No.
I get on that machine and sometimes I'm like, look at me. Like I just stay in the spread part.
Yeah.
And I don't push in. And I'm like, this feels like I've done enough.
I've done that. I've put no weight on it because I just feel like the motion is doing something.
I can make my body hurt by doing very little.
Yeah.
I think I hurt myself trying to put in Christmas ornaments.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Casey's I'm out.
No, it's not attractive. Casey, can you help me get my ornaments out of the attic, too? Because my husband's not been, he's unhappy to do it.
We've talked about Casey.
She works out a lot, you guys.
Oh, my God. When we first, Casey and I have known each other for so long. She's so goddamn charming and sweet. And then I opened my big mouth. Well, we got this really neat opportunity to work with this brand, but we had to like lose weight.
Oh, profile. Yeah.
Profile.
It was great. It
was actually really cool.
Do it.
Jen
yeah.
really did a good job with it. She did the food and she didn't lie.
And I was accountable
they give you a scale and you have to get on the scale and it has to weigh less in order for
that
you.
That scale sends messages
to the people
at Profile.
So we had this really sweet, like, Minnesota, like, she's like, oh, my God, awesome possum.
It seems like this week you kind of had a problem with the, could you eat less croutons? I know you're doing the salad, but maybe not a whole, could you crunch them up, maybe break
she's
them
like,
up?
So yeah, we're at a plateau. And I'm like, yeah. and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And
let's think of some skills we can use to set the candy bowl down.
So are you and Jen, do you like, when you get together, do you always have wine? And I'm like, yeah. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, man, it was during COVID too. And she's like, how much are we doing a day? I was like, what are you, an edgy guy? Come on. Like, I don't need to tell you anything.
But Jen is, you're very good at not dieting, but you know your body, you know what you can cut back on and it will immediately affect your body. You're good at that. Like I was the same weight for 6 years straight, not up, not down, same.
Yeah.
Same. And when we did this, We had to lose.
Like, we set our own goals.
They were, I was like, don't go big. Like, I was like, well, I can do it. I can do it if I have this program. And then we did do it.
But
Jen was like that. She was like, I'm going to follow the rules. I'm going to do the thing. And then we had Casey, who loves to work out. And Casey was like, Kristen, I do think if we start to work out, you're gonna feel really good and you're gonna hit your goal. And I was like, oh, I didn't know we'd really have to work out. So then we go to this workout that is so
You were heavy hard. Into Peloton. You got very into Peloton for a while. Yeah.
I have membership.
It's a huge commitment. I consider that 90%.
I like spinning, but commitment is an issue for me on several levels. But Casey goes, we'll go work out at, what is it called? The Australian place, Training Mate.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, okay.
Mate?
And we go in, and it's hard, Jen. It's like I want to barf at the end of 30 minutes. No. I am dying. And I go to leave, and Casey's like, I'm like, well, where are you going? She's like, I do two. I go, classes? I'm like, why? So every time I would
like
go,
goddamn
she'd either go
Marines
before
or something. Yeah.
And she would go after. And I was like, this is some bullshit. So then we get to the weigh-in.
She did that all the time. She'd be like, 9 a.m. I've already gone through two classes. Yeah. I'm like, all I've done is cry and take one giant
Here's
shit
the
today.
Thing.
That's
Casey
all
just
I've done.
Does the thing. She doesn't complain about it. And it's simple. It's simple math to her because she's smart. She goes, you're not going to fake it. You're not going to outsmart it. If you want results, you got to go work out. And I'm like, but if I complain about it.
Yeah. If people really know how hard it is, that should make me.
There's got to be something I can buy on. There's got to be something I can buy on QVC that gets
exactly.
me around. This
That's
part
exactly.
Of it.
How much is cool sculpting?
I mean, can I just go get it all sucked out? How much? Nope. Okay. I want my kids to go to college.
Sounds painful. I know.
So, yeah. So then we get to the final. Oh, yeah. Two classes. We get to the final. Remember the day?
Yeah.
We have to go do our final weigh-in. And I am Jen. Has hit her goal. I'm so proud of her. She looks great. She's doing yoga. She's all
doing yoga like, and
did
treadmill.
And was following the rules and was doing great. And I thought I was following the rules. But then I got to the weigh-in and I was down, 2 pounds?
She had 2 pounds, which is great,
though.
To go
on the day of weigh-in.
It wasn't like, I don't think we said 10 pounds. I think we both put like 15 pounds or something, which is a lot. We're not like, neither one of us is like grossly obese or something
that.
And we didn't have like a ton to lose. It was all like,
well, that was the whole program
kind of
was
toning
like
toning and
yeah,
stuff.
Toning your
yeah.
shit, but I still had to hit that number. And I got to that, I got to the day and I was like.
We called a wizard at one point.
I did two freaking Training Mate classes, pulled a muscle in my butt.
Yep.
And then we went and got some weird squeeze machine.
Yep. We got our adrenal glands. We went to a vet and they did our anal glands and then our adrenal. We did everything. We were like, where is a fluid we can drain from
like,
our body?
This is LA, man.
Yeah.
And I never jump into those things, but I need someone to squeeze. Or
it squeezed suction, every part of your body.
For a reasonable amount of money, and something I could get on a Groupon in 6 hours.
Or what? No, it was your lymph nodes.
They put me in a big freaking
tight, and then
thing, and you guys left me. You left me.
I was stuck in my machine because I got you wouldn't do it
with
without
the squeezer.
Me. I was, there was
lymphatic drainage.
I was also contained in a squeezing suit, so there was nothing I could do to help you.
She didn't need it. She'd already hit her weight loss goal. I don't know why she was in the room with me.
Because you wouldn't do it without me. You said, I'm not fucking doing this without you. You come, Casey made us 2 appointments and we're going to go do this. And then
I get, go in and do a steam and a cryo and all this. I'm literally, I feel like I've been.
She
like,
got a haircut. She
I
got
know.
Teeth cleaned, like, everything. She's like trying to, she cut her toenails.
I trimmed my boots. She bails off the top.
She hit it. She hit those 2 pounds.
I got on that scale and I hit my number and I screamed like bloody murder, and we nailed it. And then I think we went and got in.
Because we both, we had, if we hit our goal, we
together,
got like a
we got a little bit of
something.
A bonus.
Yeah. So we both had to, and I was not worried about you, but she was like,
I was worried about me.
She was shitting her pants that we.
I was trying. I was like, I'll do a cleanse. It is amazing. And then Casey's like,
this is the softball player in her that's
like,
I
was
like,
I don't want to say, but we did start this like 7 months ago. We could have just, if maybe we, you know, when I called you to go to Training Mate and you were like, Ma, I can't. You're like, but I work with you, so I know that you
can. I know what your schedule is. You have time. Yeah, COVID was hard. It was a hard time.
Oh. It was a hard time. Weight loss is fun.
I totally rearranged my garage so that, and I was like, look, I'm making this my like job. I'm like doing this every night.
Yeah, you did a really good job. And you had results immediately and you were doing yoga and shit.
Who knew? Now that I know that that's how you get the results, it's very disheartening though, because I just want to go pay some cash.
I know.
I've tried to lose weight in every goddamn direction.
You know what I have come to terms with is like, because I was one of those people that was like, you have to work out hard and it has to be painful and it has to be go, go, go. And it has to shift and change.
You like when you barf afterwards.
Yeah. But now with kids and having to recover, it's not the class that kills me. It's this 5 hours after that's unreasonable for me. So now I'm just, my plan is I'm going to get rock hard.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go Pilates and weightlifting and only protein. And I'm going to turn back the hands of time, and it's going to be my in 1 year, my vagina is going to be like Haley's vagina. It's just back to 1 year.
I think that's a lofty
when I do
goal
this in a year, it's going to be like bulging muscles coming out of my shirt.
I think, I don't think the abductor does work on your vagina. It pulls those muscles.
Yes, like it does.
Does it really?
Well, I think it's pelvic floor.
You have to put those balls in there. Not those balls, one of those.
Bing-wong balls.
The bingwa. Or whatever they are.
Balls?
There's something you can put in
I'm
there.
I'm not putting balls in there either.
No. I did hear a terrible story a child's birthday party about somebody buying those balls because it's supposed to like tighten after you have a baby or what. And I'm like, who gives
You're
a shit?
You're supposed to wear them?
You put them up in there.
For the day?
Yeah.
What kind of garbage
you keep them
is
in,
that?
And it tightens your pelvic floor.
Can you imagine you'd sneeze and be like, bonk, bonk?
Yeah. No, one fell out when she was in Costco.
Of course it did, because she sneezed or she's into a her regular
leggings.
Woman.
Yeah. It went into her leggings where everybody could see it, too.
Mine would hit the floor. Ding, 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 ding. Stop that. Somebody pick that up. It's expensive.
This is a goddamn kettlebell. Lady, what were you trying to do? This is not advisable.
I thought if I started big, it would give me big results.
Sorry.
QVC. Got it on QVC.
Sorry about all the GDs, Midwest. I know it's Christmas. I shouldn't be.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hopefully you're wrapping gifts.
Yeah, I hope
right
you're wrapping
now.
Presents right now and laughing and peeing through your pants.
That's yeah, because we know what happens. So our Christmas Eve is, Kristen always has a Christmas Eve party. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's this genius idea. She started
never thought anybody would show up, honestly. I always thought people would go home or have a family thing.
Yeah.
And I'm always shocked at the turnout.
Yeah. Never assume people have something to do on the holidays, you know? Like,
yeah.
Send the invitations.
And we did last minute last year. Still,
yeah.
Four or five families. Like,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you want to celebrate. Like,
right.
Because, I mean, after like noon on Christmas, I get sort of a, it's over. So I want all the celebration that I can have.
On Christmas Eve, though.
Christmas
Eve. But Christmas
Eve.
Day, there's always a big plan, right?
Yeah.
Because at 2 p.m. on Christmas Day, I'm like, I know. It's over.
I know. So Kristen started this party. Kids were babies.
Babies.
In car seats.
Yeah.
Babies. Where for the older ones, she would have this party that started like 3 or 4.
Yep.
Kids come in pajamas. They go crazy on sugar and stuff like that. So they fall asleep. It works. Let me not come.
Listen,
it works every
themselves.
Year.
I'm like, I'm like, don't helicopter them. Everything's safe. It's been baby proofed. Let them go.
They just run
and then
circles.
They go home and crash.
Crash.
The parents are not forced to stay up till 1 a.m.
Because we don't have that kind of time.
We don't have that kind of time.
We're gift wrapping until 2.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because if you're an organized person, this conversation is not for you. But if you're me, I'm buying presents 2 days before.
I start wrapping gifts as I get them.
Oh.
But listen, there's always a backlog. Like, I'm always have where I discover, like, oh, I have to do all of this
stuff. Well, I like how my siblings are like, I'm going to send you presents, but there, can you wrap them? And I'm like, hold on a second.
No.
No, I'm done.
No.
Send it with Amazon. I'm not doing that.
That is the thing.
It's 20 presents.
Every mom gets that. I'm having
We're the default wrapper.
Yes. So you're wrapping everyone else's presents. It's so true.
It's so true. And it's always last minute. And then my brother's like, here's a cent. Eleanor, 10 framed pictures of Lilo and Stitch. Can you wrap them? And I'm like,
mother. Not individually, son of
By the way, we don't live in a mansion. And
don't get people framed art for the holidays, you guys. It's very specific.
It was very nice. It was just a lot. And I was like,
it is.
Stacking them in a stack that looks weird. And then, it's completely a letdown. And my mother-in-law does the same thing. God bless her. I don't mind it. But I'm like,
I know.
It's a lot to take on. And so
okay.
The Christmas party was really meant to make the kids tired.
You can send the gifts. I will wrap them. Send them prior to the week before Christmas. Like, send them earlier. Just help me out.
Send them on Amazon. And then I'm opening and I'm like, who sent a slingshot?
I know. Like, you're like, I don't know who to put on the car. Who is it? I know.
Add on the gift wrap.
I mean, it is expensive.
Also, by the way, pro tip, not that you're not there right now.
Switch it up, by the way. Amazon's been using the same bags for like...
And on Alexa, if you have an Alexa, it will show what you bought on Amazon on your Alexa. So Eleanor's like, I saw you got heatless curlers.
No.
I'm like, oh. So you got to be careful with that. Yeah, but now it's too late because you're wrapping presents and they've probably seen it.
What would be nice is if Amazon would bundle gift wrap. So like you could...
For the billions of dollars that we spend independently on this company that they could throw us
all right,
a bone,
Amazon,
maybe?
I'll spend $7 on a dumb fucking bag, but you put all three things in that one. I'm not spending $21.
Thank you. Make it a surcharge at the beginning of the year if you want to be an asshole. Be like $25 free wrapping for any presents that you buy through Amazon.
That's smart.
You know what? Some years I might not use it. Some years I might. There you go.
Every year you're going to use it.
I'm now going to email you, not just my daughter, but you're going to now get emails from me. 3 a day. First two, just gentle lead-ins. Third one, asking for a job for the two of us.
Sure, Jeff Bezos, you've done some things right, but there are some things we have
gotten up for.
And we want to be heard.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, because we just bought you your second Maserati or your new wife's left boob. It's like, can you please let us?
I think they're divorced. Are they divorced?
The first one's divorced. Then he got
a side piece. Kind of like.
She's arm
candy.
Yep. I mean, you can say what you want. Don't get mad at us. It's true.
You know what I know now about like those sort of relationships that I don't? Because like now when people I know or slightly older than me like get divorced and then they date somebody who's like,
much of
their money. Yeah. I'm like,
I agree. I think, don't even get me started, but I'm just going to drag his ass through the mud. Bill Belichick is dating a 25-year-old girl. That old asshole.
Maybe she's just into long balls, man. I know. What is the commonality there?
She wants to be sexually entwined with a grandfather or a wizard.
I mean,
like, it's so gross to me. And here's the thing. I think there's this idea that in some way I would find that I would be jealous of that girl. I find it disgusting and like almost harmful. I'm like,
I'd rather be poor, man.
I'm like, what are you doing, girl? And by the way, Bill Belichick, he ain't giving it to you the way you should be getting it. And God. Just gross.
I mean,
he could be her grandfather. He's so much older than her.
We don't understand the nuances of relationships.
He's 25.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She has to help him with his iPhone.
Yeah.
You know for a fact. She's like, sign on the code. Okay, Bill, when you want to go watch Netflix, this is the remote you use. That's what her life is with that guy. He's like 70. fucking two or something.
Did you watch the Anna Nicole documentary?
No, I couldn't. I find it so sad.
It's sad. It is. I did not finish it, I will tell you. But when I watch it, I do think he loved her. Like, because of...
Sure.
Like, because she would ride topless on a horse, and I feel like most men can fall in love that way, you know?
Yeah. But and there's also something about her story that felt like, I don't know, that felt like she'd been, that things hadn't been so good for her.
They've been so awful,
then,
yeah.
Then this, they make sense because
totally.
He was going to watch her ride a horse naked, and she's going to have a good time making him laugh, and then he leaves her all his money. And I know that sounds like twisted and counter to what I just said.
Me too,
this,
I know.
But this feels different. It feels, it's yeah. so icky to me. He was the oldest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So he's just an observer. I don't think he was like expecting her to like get down on it, you know? I don't know. Bill Belichick, I still feel like, like, hold on a second, let me take this, and in 40 minutes, we can do it, but if it lasts for more than 30 minutes, you got to take me to the ER.
Exactly.
Take my blood pressure before we go.
Yeah, you might have to cut this thing off of my wiener, whatever this device from Hong Kong is.
Oh my God, these women are wrapping presents, and we are the worst people right now.
We are the worst. If we were, don't think if we weren't sitting next to
this
you
would
wrapping
presents. This shit we talk
the
about.
The exact same conversation, by the way.
Okay, but
Holy
let's make it to a
night.
Okay, predictions.
Okay.
Oh, for the 25? You think 25 is the year that
Travis and Taylor get engaged? I better be. I can't. My heart can't take anymore.
Wait a minute. You didn't read the thing?
Shut up. It's my favorite. Shut up. She does this. My husband does this where they're like, did you see the thing?
Oh my God. Did you see the news? Exclamation. But she doesn't know it's coming from me. I do it very, I spread it out.
It's shocking
delightful.
That you would hurt me in this way, that you would play with my emotions
so funny.
In such
She's
a
like,
way.
No. She goes, don't wait. Is there, don't.
Travis and Taylor, they spent Thanksgiving together. Both of their, it was their first Thanksgiving together, which is impressive because Travis played a game on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they must have done it, what, Saturday,
Sunday?
And all
the parents were there and everybody's.
All the families were there.
Mama Kelsey wore leather pants. You know, she's single.
She's,
yeah. Belichick, you dumb shit.
That feels like your lady.
That she's, should be your lady. You know what? You're too much woman
for him.
He can't
handle her.
He can't handle it. She's too smart. She's not going to win. She's like, you're not coaching me, sir. Back the fuck off. I made these two guys. What do you want?
Look at how much this guy knows about REO Speedwagon. Wow. That's a real panty dropper, Belichick. No, she's not interested in anything you fucking say unless it's the sound of your black Amex, man. Let's just be honest. You know that guy's got a lot. He's got
a lot of money.
A lot of cash, right?
Yeah, but he better not be a tight ass with it, at least. The last thing that 24-year-old needs is that guy being like, how much do you leave for tip?
Yeah.
Ugh, God. Fucking go.
You know it's probably that way, too.
Fly, little one.
Can you do it?
Get out of there.
Help my vagina in some way, man.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I think if they don't get engaged this year, I'm worried that they won't get married. It's been a year and a half.
Yeah, I think it's coming.
I think it's
Christmas.
You think Christmas? Mm-hmm. I was thinking... Well, God,
Jen was like, I followed him.
Okay.
And I've been watching him so closely. He's not ring shopped yet. Not
well, I don't know. You think he's got to keep that wedding wraps. He's got people who are going to just bring him those like trays of rings.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the ring? Can you imagine?
$360,000 on his birthday. He just turned 35. So if that, we're talking that
what
for
is
birthday.
That? What does that entail? What are the...
I'll tell you, she rented
a stylist,
out,
maybe?
She rented out a Formula One racetrack.
Oh my
in
God,
Italy.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And he got to drive race cars. That was the
oh my God.
And
enjoy the next 2 hours of the most
aggressive
railing.
Yeah. Anything gets his testosterone
God,
up, you're like.
He gets out of that car and he's like, I need to bang you, love you.
Don't shower. Just. Dirty. Silent night, holy night. I know. This is what we picture. But I think that ring's going to be millions. I mean, he is spared no expense.
I don't think she'll do that. I don't think that's her thing.
Or, oh my God, they're so perfect. What if he's like, this is my grandma's ring, or it's her grandma's ring.
I think that would be exactly what. I think that would be right up her alley because it's just classy and she doesn't need anything gauche because she probably has it in her safe at home. What's
probably
up?
Probably
a vintage ring that has a special meaning.
Yeah.
Or something small and understated. And then she's like, let me put on a little something for you.
Yeah.
And they get at it.
Yeah. Okay. So because we're recording this before Taylor's birthday, just.
When is Taylor's birthday?
The 13th of December.
Oh my God, it's coming.
I think it might be, right? Because they're both really big numbers on like dates and numbers and stuff like
guys,
that.
I just hate the way he dresses.
Are you kidding
me? I know Jen is so mad at me right now.
I love it.
I love the way Jason Kelsey dresses more. And they're going to have a fourth baby.
I love that too. I mean, look, they're just.
She's so gorgeous. Jesus.
She is.
Those three babies too. There's all this TikTok stuff about how the three babies look just like Jason. That like,
except one looks like Travis. And she's like,
so she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then they're this fourth one. I'm like, because they both together make perfect babies.
They got it. Okay.
They're gonna have eight.
Kylie,
children.
You got to come on our podcast.
Does anybody know her? Come on.
Yeah. Somebody's got to know her. I know.
We would have a great time.
Yeah.
She says she cusses in front of her kids, and now I feel seen.
She'd be great.
She says the F word every day.
Mom.
That's great.
You know, we gotta have her on the podcast.
Okay, well, let's not make it
too nice. That's a prediction.
Okay.
That's her prediction. All right, I'm gonna predict she's gonna come on our podcast. We're gonna put it out in the universe.
Yeah, put it in the universe. That'd be really neat. We're gonna have guests.
Yeah, we're gonna have guests this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Maybe Travis and Taylor. I don't know why, but
you
maybe.
You couldn't handle it.
I literally couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I think I'd get through it a little bit, but I would be so weird.
I think I'd have an aneurysm.
You wouldn't be able to talk. You'd start crying so fast. You'd start crying.
I'm tearing up. Look, I'm tearing up just thinking about it because I just in it.
We'd have to have stunt doubles.
If he had an extra button unbuttoned on his shirt,
I'd be like, sorry, you guys, can you keep the camera on me?
I'd punch a rapid movement glass of this wine fridge behind me.
Solidly on the arm of her chair. We don't know what's going on.
We're going to trank dart this podcast.
I got a blow darter in real quick before we get going. I think they're gonna get married. I think they're gonna get engaged soon. This month.
Okay, December.
You know, her dad is he's also a businessman and does very well. Let's not barely.
I thought he owned a Christmas tree farm.
Oh my God, talk about a Hallmark movie.
Exactly.
Christmas tree farm. Well, that's porny because it'd be like,
what?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Drives into her little town. She needs a break from her tour, but the local town
has other plans.
Named Travis Kelsey, a former NFL football player. Yeah, he's dedicated his life now due to an injury.
That dude's already fucked everyone who lives here. So one mysterious woman comes into town who is slightly uninterested. He's got to make her his wife. That's exactly what the reality is.
Meanwhile, the background's like,
silent night. Oh, God, I hope. Well, we know the kids are in bed because if you're wrapping presents right now, they better, you're screaming at them.
Like, get out of here. You can't listen to these broads talk about Christmas right now. It's all about banging on.
Making magic happen.
The eve of Jesus' birth. We just went to mass. Now need to go back and ask forgiveness and just listening to these two assholes.
Yeah, Terry, don't listen. You're going to be so.
My mom doesn't listen. My mom knows more about the girls' volleyball team in Nebraska than she does about anybody.
Fair enough. That's okay. So what are you guys going to do on Christmas? Because we're gonna do a breakfast thing with the Funkles.
I think that we will do the party on Christmas Eve, which I think is always really fun.
I
like it too because we've just seen the kids grow up together. So
yeah,
much. And I love when they're in jammies. Everybody just looks so young and sweet in jammies. Yeah. And then everybody brings a little present and puts it in a bag. And they're always silly presents that the kids like. It's like a candy cane. And like the whole thing is like $8 and everybody has a good time. And then there's kids that maybe aren't in the rotation as much and they get to know each other.
Yep.
My friend's daughter, Julia, goes to the same school as Eleanor. And she came up and told me, like, she's so funny. She's got like really bushy hair. She's like very artsy. And she's like, hey, if Eleanor has any troubles at school, she can totally come to me.
Mm.
I was like, God bless you. Like, they're getting big.
Yeah.
Because they were there. We were having the party when they were all little teeny toddlers.
Yeah. There was a biting incident that happened one year.
Yeah, like, that was
but it wasn't the biting. It wasn't the biting.
Oh, my God. It was the greatest thing.
That sealed the deal.
Wasn't it Dashiell and Moira that got into it?
Yeah.
It was like two cats.
They were toddlers. The funny thing is usually I am not this bold, but I'm like, pretty sure that wasn't my son that...
It was Dashiell in defense because Moira, they just started in. And it's just, there's nothing greater than a wrestling match between toddlers because it's very fierce and they're very mad.
Just to keep the universe fair, my son got kicked out of zoo camp at the Henry Dorley Zoo the summer we were on tour because he bit somebody. And I know he was just excited about something because that was not typical behavior. But my mom was like, is he okay mentally?
Oh, that's my mom too. She's like, she'll go like this.
Do we need an eval?
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, she's
sucking a lot of air through those teeth.
I'm like, okay.
He's fine.
That was the same party where Eleanor, I caught her like taking a Budweiser and she was slowly taking it to her lips. And I had my phone and I snapped a picture. No, oh
my God.
It was Caroline snapped the picture, but it was me taking the beer out of her hands and she's so pissed. It's like one of the greatest pictures I've ever taken.
They were like, we had to prop them up, the younger ones.
Yeah.
They were like Delilah so little.
Itty bitty bitty.
I think she was in the car seat.
She was in the car seat. Yeah.
It's,
it's fun. I love seeing the kids and they get naughtier and funnier. And
it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Now they can, you know, I can be like, just go outside. And they go outside and sweat through their clothes, play soccer. You can do that in California.
I did. So last year we played that Saran Wrap game.
Oh, that was really fun.
So my friend that always has the favorite things party, Laura, has all these good ideas. There's a version where you can bring two fun gifts and then you like put them on a table and everybody draws a number. So if you got number one, you get to choose which one you want. And then so it goes like 1 through 10 and then 10 through one. So like you get to go first if you were the last one and then you get like, so it's like white elephant, but doesn't
white
suck.
Elephant.
You know, you get to pick stuff. You're at least getting one thing you really like.
Yeah. I kind of want to walk away with something I like and not something I don't like. It pisses me off
especially
when I'm in a party.
You're going to pay a little bit of cash for it,
too. I'm like, I don't want this giraffe.
Or you know what you could do, too? Whoever's coming, you could be like, them owe me $20, and then we could put some really good shit into the Saran Wrap thing, you know?
And like, he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Good shit.
Good shit. The meaning of Christmas is some really good shit.
Listen, lady, you got to get your presents wrapped. You really don't have time to be sitting here listening to us right now, right? You don't need any more wine. You're fine.
Yes, you
do.
No, you lean in. Look, the gifts will wrap themselves. By the way, we are solidly into December, and I still haven't brought out the old schmelf on the schmelf.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's remembered, and I'm good about it.
I think this is our last year.
I had to go buy a new one. I had to go buy a new one because I couldn't find it.
It was and the Brazilian version.
Yeah,
right?
Now I got the Brazilian Elf on the shelf. So Elf is clearly in a different demographic.
You can tell by your Elf's waxing.
Yeah, my Elf is much darker in every way. And the kids are like,
he's been on vacation.
I'm like, he's on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, we tan.
Yeah.
And it's clearly this elf is like speaking Espanol and it's fine.
It became clear to me.
My first one was so white that it was embarrassing. I was like, did I naturally pick this one?
Yeah.
Like the most Danish version of like it looked a little creepy.
I don't remember there being a lot of choices.
Like the hair. I like that elf. I don't like Elf on the Shelf at all.
Well, ours is named Birthday Obida. My son named him when he was like 3, which
ours
it
is Elf.
Doesn't make any sense, but I'm doing it for Delilah. Really supportive. She's 9, and I thought maybe she still believes in the magic, but I bought all this stuff at Dollar Tree, like a little play toilet, because I was like,
God, stop doing that stuff.
No, because I think it's the last
These moms
year.
Like that that are like, I'm going to put these footprints out with flour.
I did get a little mini pool table. But
mine is very low performing.
Well, this one, she keeps like putting candy into our Santa mailbox for the elf. So I put him on a toilet with a sign that says, elves get upset tummies when they eat too much sugar.
Smart. Give him IBS.
And she goes, hey, you know, I've seen on YouTube that when elves are on toilets, they'll put like a little they'll leave a poop that looks like a Hershey's kiss. And she said this, there's some Hershey kisses in the pantry. I saw them. And I was like, are you orchestrating your Elf on the Shelf experience now?
Hi. She's calling her shot. Do we not all do that when we are dating someone? We're like, I'm not saying that I would like a Tiffany cut ring. I'm just saying like
anything from Tiffany's.
Kind just, of like Tiffany's in general. Like if it comes in that box,
yeah.
Like, you know, I just get, it's just weird. It's like I have a medical reaction where I get really horny. So if you, you know, if you go to Sartor Hamon, I'm going to fucking like.
Right. I think we podcasted. Did we?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, moms.
Pioneer.